I get this question a lot, and people are always like, what is going on with, the deity, and what's going on with aliens, and aliens in the role of Satan? Let me talk a little bit about this, and again, this is going to be a brief broadcast, and you know, with it basically lay out what one should avoid, and what one should think, and not that I'm trying to tell people what to think. Telling to tell you what history tells us to think. There is a lot of evidence that people visited Earth, but to assume that any god or goddess is an alien is going down a pathway of atheism. I'm not an atheist. I believe that gods and goddesses, no matter where they come from, have a form of divinity and spiritualism. Not trying to, you know, come up with a reason why not to go that direction, because I myself feel empowered quite often. So if this is an alien, if you open your mind to the possibility of it being a deity and you develop a spiritual path towards the deity, you will find yourself also enjoying the benefits thereof. Instead of, well, that's an alien, try to explain yourself to people. Be strong and explain yourself to people, even if you explain it that you are a, not necessarily a follower, but you're on the path of Serpent Zeta, or you're on the path of Ningishita, or even if you're on the path of Satan. Those names are all synonymous of the One. Now, we see things of large creatures. We see, for an example, the bull coming down and creating humanity. These are all assumptive historical records, and I'm not trying to dismiss them as mythology, but we do see Ningishita in the role of the bull prior. However, we see Ningishita yielding possibly his strength, but we see him getting destroyed, or Satan getting destroyed, by Ereshkigal. Now, Enki bringing back him, and as we take this as possibly rudimentary mythology, I don't. I think this is great. This is quite a possibility. Now, was this some kind of laser battle of Star Wars epic proportions? I doubt it. But gods and goddesses may have came from another planet and came here. But they are our creators. So it is not wrong to try to connect to our creators by any means. People have done it for thousands of years. There's virtually millions upon millions of pieces of evidence to someone connecting either directly or indirectly to some form of spiritual deity. Now, if we're connecting to aliens, then we're connecting to aliens and they've spoofed us. But trying to just dismiss everything as some kind of alien theory is really kind of moving backwards a little bit. Even though I accept those theories, and I accept the idea that gods and goddesses may be alien to Earth, let me say that again, alien to Earth, I also feel that they are also part of the Earth. And part of the Earth, whether that be control, and I know a lot of people think that's a dirty word, or that is we are some type of petri dish, or we're some kind of experiment. I don't really believe that. I believe that we're a creation thereof. So if someone were to say the alien theory, now I know I went off in a different direction here, but the idea of Satan being a alien to Earth maybe, but not alien to as far as flying around with little green men. It's not to say that because he is so powerful he couldn't fly around with little green men. I've never had that conversation with him. I have had visions that don't include little green men, whereas television and Hollywood include little green men. So what I'm saying is your path could be subjective, but you don't want to also create some kind of panacea or some kind of great mirage that is not existent. That's in one way being very disrespectful to the deity, by kind of just dismissing him as some kind of weird little green man that came down here and waved his horns. And that's, again, another joke. But, you know, and created something. And that's not to say that he didn't create something. He worked with two other gods in order to create modern man. There was a God of Abraham that created pre-modern man, or the very early man, and then later enslaved the modern man that was created by Enkian and Hirsag and Ningxia. And the Ningxia characterized in the story is more a god of wisdom, who attains such wisdom by getting it from Enki. So, is Enki more powerful than Satan? That is always the question that seems to me to be answered. And my research will help further that in the days ahead. Now, we already know that the goddess Nehursag is powerful enough to where she has no fear of her ex-husband, Enlil. And for some of you who are confused by this, I just recommend you read some different, I guess, pieces of history. But read old archaeology, don't read new archaeology, because as any other thing, people have formed a cottage industry, and this cottage industry is to sell additional books that have little or nothing in the form of true content of a historical aspect. Satan himself could easily create a human, don't get me wrong, because he's equal in many ways to other gods. And some say he did with his reappearance in Central America as Quetzalcoatl, or his reappearance or emergence as the bull from heaven. And yes, they tie together. All you have to do is read a little bit of historical factoids on that particular end of things. But we see some cultures or some divisions within Mesopotamia that actually recognize the great bull god of heaven, or the great god coming down from heaven to form humans. But the story remains relatively confusing because we have the three in the story of the creation of modern man. So maybe, and I'm saying this because remember, Ninazu is also related to Enlil, and Ninazu is the father to Satan, that there may be some format where Satan did work on the very rudimentary or very crude formation of pre-modern man. Now, that's still a lot of theory, okay? This theory has yet to be cracked, and I challenge those of you out there who want to venture down that path, to try and venture down that path, and provide me information on that if you can, because I am not all-knowing. I just know a lot, but I don't know it all, and I want to know more about this possible theorem. But anyway, we see this. Don't dismiss the gods and goddesses off as aliens. That's not to say they're not aliens, but to try to slot them in an alien role versus a deity role, or as a god or goddess, may be some form of disrespect. I'm not here to judge your disrespect. I can just say in history, it was thought upon as a disrespectful manner. These gods and goddesses could have easily flown in the sky. They could have easily created some form of hovercraft or some type of transportation, because remember how large the Earth is. They could have actually even created some kind of craft to visit home planets or origin planets or other planets that they might have seeded with similar organisms like humans, because I'm not going to tell you that there are not other planets that are inhabited out there. I believe there are. Do I believe they're flying around in the sky above us? Possibly, depending on when they were created. We eventually will have the technology. We do have technology now to go somewhat into space. But that is bound with technology and all of the money thrown towards that technology in recent years to expand further and further and further. Realize this, to travel to some of the even closest places where humanity might have a second foothold, we're not capable of at this point. It would take many, many years, like maybe even 100 years. But that doesn't mean in 25 years from now, we're not going to be able to travel there as technology evolves. And there's people out there who are spending billions on technology, maybe even trillions on technology, to move out of the solar system here or move out of the Earth and move into the solar system as far as exploration, mining, etc. So it's going to happen. It may not happen during my lifetime, but it's a good thing. But I believe also that Satan will control some of that atmosphere that we're in. There will be a time where he rises up, and it's not to be anti-technology, it's to help mankind as it should be. And at that point, he may take over completely from the God of Abraham or Enlil. And that's what we hope for at the Ancient Church of God. We hope for the balance of the scale. But to dismiss such gods and goddesses as merely aliens is very disrespectful. We could say that they may be aliens or they might be from the stars. And that's very, I guess, less disrespectful than just calling them little green men or coneheads or whatever connotation of aliens that you might have. Thank you again, and I hope to hear from you soon. And this is year three, basically, or, you know, sets of episodes within that form. So I will talk to you all soon. Thank you very much for listening.